No, I noticed today when they're up there doing the presentation and stuff, you seemed a little bit emotional when they're talking about Tio.
Yeah.
Is there a particular reason for that more than anything?
I guess maybe as we age, we tend to be a little bit more familiar with your surroundings and what actually goes on that we didn't recognize maybe 20 years ago when I was playing. My dad's had some heart struggles, and just trying to get answers and trying to get to the bottom of things is a difficult task. So knowing what the hospital is trying to do with the new lab and bringing everything together, and those words are too big for me to try to pronounce, but that hits home to me. And then to have had, because of my relationship with the railway that goes back to 2006, and Mr. Hunter Harrison, he's made all of this happen. And of course, now with the support that Keith Creel and the CP family continues to give us as golfers and the opportunity as Canadians to raise some much needed funds, that's where it's I've met some interesting kids. Like one little girl in Edmonton is on her third heart. So that, like, Xander has 8 stents in his heart. Those are things, you know, I'm trying to make 3-footers just to survive a weekend.
Yeah.
So it's perspective.
You know, they mentioned it today from 1994 being here in your first event. You played well at Camelot, I believe, too,
yep.
And won an event up there for the series.
I did.
Hard to believe I remember that, but it's too long ago. What's it mean to you to come back to the National Capital? I mean, when you're here in 08, and it was a special event, too. Obviously, it was one of Don's last events as far as majors. And then Lisa winning the Hall of Fame here as well.
Right.
So, but what's it mean to you as far as the National Capital and coming here, especially even in this year as well?
Well, I think it speaks volumes about us as a nation that we're very fortunate again that CP would find its way to bring us here with the 150th birthday and the significance of that on top of, you know, the campaign for Chio. There's just a lot of crosshairs. That brook is from Smith Falls, an important part of the railway to CP, and that her family is intermixed with amongst the railway, and so it's, there's a lot of things. Not having Don with us anymore, as I said to Weeksy, Don taught me a lot of things, and that was to come home and to celebrate the fact that we get to play our Open Championship on great golf courses like the Hunt Club. And then the support, obvious as today, is going to be large. And a lot of it's going to have to do with Brooke. And she will shoulder the burden, but I hope that I can help with that and get her through the week. And, I mean, it's not, doesn't mean that I'm going to play less or, you know, not as hard. I'm going to be gunning to be the best that I can be come August and just take advantage of the opportunity.
You know, you're obviously not coming here to be ceremonial. You're coming here to play and compete.
Yes.
You've obviously been playing well on the Legends Tour as well.
Yeah.
And I think you get into the U.S. Senior Women's Open next year,
I
too.
Yes, I do.
What's the status of your game and where do you see things going for you in the next little while?
My game is better than it's producing on the scorecard. Danny Sharp, with the help of Sean Foley over the last number of years, I haven't spoken to Sean in a while, but we've been following what Sean left us with. And Danny and I have put in a couple of really solid months. And I feel good about things. I'm the fittest I've ever been. I need to be a little bit stronger in my right side, and it just sometimes I can come here and feel like $1 million and my hip will go. And so I just kind of have to say I have a lower body injury and hopefully nobody checks me.
One last thing related to that. I mean, Sean, I remember when he said we were having dinner and he mentioned when you went to do some work with him, you couldn't hit a ball very far at all. And what has that sort of meant for you as far as a transformation from the player you were previously?
I think Sean helped Danny and I get back to the player I was. Because he doesn't, contrary to what a lot of people think, His theories are very basic, and what's interesting to me is that Sean knew Jack McLaughlin at Shaughnessy as a kid. Sean was at the National with Ben Kern, who had a significant part to me. So when I went to see Sean, as nervous as I was, he just said, "Lori, this isn't rocket science. We're going to get you back to where you were." And I think if he came out on the range with me today, he'd be really impressed.